This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, and we have a full house today. We have Becky Curry from RNL Federal Credit Union, Stacy Wilkerson from Tucson Federal Credit Union, and Jamie Jackson and Barry Kirlin from Architecture. They're all talking about the big news in their neck of the woods, and that Architecture has formed a CUSO with RNL and Tucson Federal Credit Unions. And so we'll be talking about why they're forming this CUSO together, along with all the benefits that it's going to bring. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And boy, do we have a show today. We got a full house here. Oh my gosh. So let's do some introductions before we get into the topic. I never know which way it goes. I'm going to go Becky. I think you're right there, Becky, because it's always opposite. But anyway, Becky Curry from RNL Federal Credit Union. Becky, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. And then on the other side of me, we have Stacy Wilkerson from Tucson Federal Credit Union. Stacy, how are you?
I'm excellent.
Good, good. And then right below me to, I guess, my left or right, I'm going to Barry Kirtland from Architecture. Barry, how are you?
Great. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well. And then last but not least, Jamie Jackson from Architecture as well. Jamie, how are you?
Hey, Mike. Doing good. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Always great to have you guys on the show. We're talking about something pretty cool you guys are brewing here. You guys got together and you guys are forming a CUSO. How exciting is that? Man, that's so cool. I want to get your thoughts on that, Jamie. How does it feel to start a CUSO? Because that's a really cool deal.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, we're started as a bootstrap organization, kind of consulting, brought a product to market, and then started really along the way drinking the credit union movement Kool-Aid. I didn't know what a CUSO was when we first entered the space. I'm like, oh, another acronym. Great. Here we go.
Exactly.
One of these things again. But it's been great, and I'm very, very excited to kind of share the experience with these two organizations today. Looking forward to kind of get into more details around it.
Exactly. But, well, before we get into the CUSO talk, as they say, Becky and Stacy, I'm going to ask you a little bit about your credit unions. Becky, I'm going to let you go first. So tell us a little bit about ORNL Federal Credit Union. Who's your membership and what communities do you serve? All that good stuff.
ORNL Federal Credit Union started as a SEG in 1948. We served members of the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. And in 2001, we converted to a community charter, which allows anyone that lives, works, or worships within our charter area to become a member. So we currently have 28 branches serving 19 counties in Eastern Tennessee. We have total assets of $3 billion and I'd say we're right at 187,000 members.
Wow. Wow. Good for you guys. Good for you guys. And then Stacy, tell us a little bit about Tucson Federal Credit Union.
So sounds like we have a little bit of a familiar story. So we actually started with teachers. And so we served school employees and their families. And then in 2006, we did something similar. We went through the community charter. So we primarily serve Pima County in Tucson, Arizona. And we have about 68,000 members.
Wow. Good for you guys. Oh my gosh. I'd like to see these credit unions growing and doing some fantastic things. And obviously creating a CUSO is one of those. So Jamie and Barry, what's the history of you guys working with credit unions? Jamie, I'll let you go first.
Sure. So as Destiny would have initially, the first credit union we worked with was the nation's first credit union with St. Mary's Bank.
Really?
New Hampshire.
Okay.
Yep. So funny how it led us there, but that was our kind of first entryway into this whole movement as we speak. So didn't know we were getting ourselves into, just really kind of started kind of enabling them to become more data driven, but really then saw a whole industry that we were really, really excited about. Architecture itself, we're very much a mission and values-based organization. And I felt very naive and ignorant not to know of this, you know, wonderful kind of, you know, set of organizations as far as what they're doing for all their community and the members that are impacted by it. So, drank the Kool-Aid pretty heavily, and so much that we wanted to kind of make it even further of a commitment, you know, by forming the CUSO.
Yeah, indeed. Barry, I mean, you have anything else to add to that from your perspective?
No, I I've been working with Jamie and Becky and Stacy and our other customers to expand the return on investment that our customers are getting from Arcalytics, which is what led to moving forward with the CUSO.
Mm-hmm.
Having the ability to have capital and strategic partners that can help us with ideas on how to scale the business, as well as scale the product in a way to serve better serve credit unions, members in the industry at large.
Right. All right. My next question is, I'm going to stick with you on this one, Barry. So how did you guys all meet? How did you guys get together? Was it like a big barbecue or something like that? Or just, you know, Cranes are fun. They do some fun things. So, but I'm just kidding. But I mean, how did you guys meet? How did you get together and then start forming these plans, Barry?
Well, I was a beneficiary of the fact that Jamie and the rest of the team had already formed relationships with Ornell, as well as TFCU and many other customers, and joined the team in May to help with the formation of the QSO, as well as doing some of the fundraising related to it, and also the business planning. And so Jamie suggested I reach out to customers, in addition to customers that had contacted us interested in investing in a QSO if we were to start. And these were the customers that were most excited and most strategic as our way to get started in space.
Very cool. Becky, what was exciting about this idea? What kind of got you guys excited about this?
Well, you know, when we started our data intelligence department in 2019, so we knew that a data warehouse solution would be the top priority. And I will tell you, once we met Jamie and his team, we knew they were the perfect fit. They were probably the most excited organization that we met going through the RFP process.
Right on, right on. And Stacy, I see you nodding your head the whole time. Sounds like you're in agreement with Becky on this.
Absolutely. The minute that you meet Jamie and his team, it's super infectious. Just you want to be part of the partnership. So we actually started our data journey in the beginning of 2021 and, you know, kind of vetted out all different vendors and looking at doing our research as well as demos. And Becky was actually a referral. And so we ended up talking to her and kind of getting her feedback. And we immediately bought into architecture and we've been so excited the whole time.
Fantastic. And Jamie, it sounds like you're the straw that stirs the drink around here. So I want to get your perspective on how this whole thing got started.
Well, as you can see, anytime you speak about data or anything, the infectiousness goes both ways. So obviously, really, like, you just got to get them started. Unsurprisingly, you know, is through partner channels that we did our first introduction to both these organizations. So our kind of growth was all organic. You know, we started basically with zero to no kind of sales and marketing and really just kind of wanted to seek out and do good work. And again, as you all know, this is an industry that really kind of shares that information, that news, you know, once you meet someone that you know and trust. So, you know, that we're really fortunate to be introduced to both organizations. And Becky's organizations, the, you know, Southern Hospitality, when I thought I was going to get an Uber back or a Lyft back to the airport, like, that's cute, Jamie, but that's not going to happen. And Craig will give you a Lyft on the way back to the airport. And I was like, well, glad we're doing this now because I have zero margin to get back to that flight. So I'll never forget that first experience, you know, with Ornell.
That's awesome. Good way to start things off for sure. All right. Well, so let's talk a little QSO here. Let's shift gears just slightly here. So Jamie, I'm going to stick with you on this one. So how do you see the QSO benefiting credit unions, members, and then the industry as a whole? And then Becky and Stacy and Barry, I'm going to follow up with you guys as well. But Jamie, I'll let you go first on the benefits here.
Yeah, I mean, if we talk about kind of the last 2 years, right, the last 2 years, I used to think it was just the last year. You know, you go back to COVID when COVID started and it just keeps on adding another year.
Yeah, it all kind of molds together, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot's changed, obviously. Shifting dynamics, shifting ways to kind of engage with members, shifting ways organizations are just doing business as a whole. So the next 3 to 5 years are going to be very, very interesting. So there's going to be challenges that come with the next 3 to 5 years, but there's also going to be opportunity that bring it as well. So kind of the shift and the changes that have started the last 2 years that have kind of thrown us into the situation that we're in, you know, a lot of these are decisions that we're making on the fly or need new data sets to kind of procure to give the insights and guidance to what we need to be doing collectively together. So, and us for ourselves, I mean, the passion and conviction we have with this movement and wanting these organizations to help better serve their members and their communities, we want to be able to do that. We want to be able to do that in a very proactive way. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about kind of accelerating kind of like what our journey was to bring our analytics to kind of the market. But now with the great customers that we have and or, you know, investors that are now along with us, yeah, the family has expanded and we can go much faster, much quicker and much more strategic, you know, in this kind of, you know, time that I think everyone's still kind of figuring out, you know, what it's going to look like and what it's going to be. So tremendous opportunity there. I mean, we take pride in the fact that we can help organizations that are dedicated and focused on developing and growing their communities. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? There's the bottom line, the top line, but then there's that aspect, you know, the conscious capitalism, the do well while doing good. So we're really excited about helping the organizations that we're working with, the credit unions, help their communities. And I think, you know, data is going to be a big reason for that.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And there's so many things to like about the QSO model. And one of my favorite things is that you kind of have your, you have a built-in focus group. If you guys are trying something out new, or if you want, hey, or just somebody to bounce ideas off, you got two great credit unions right there to say, hey, you know what? What do you think about this? Let's try this. You know, so that's one of the fabulous things that I like about QSO is that you got that built-in focus group. So Barry, from your perspective, what are some benefits that you see from your perspective here?
Well, actually, Michael, I think you just pointed out being able to work with two credit unions that are very data savvy on advancing our product, providing them with first looks at ways that we can help them achieve their goals of serving their members and serving their communities. Second, learning from them on how they're using our product in order to be able to grow their revenue, increase their margins, reduce their costs, grow their member base. Third, just understanding from them how we can work together with them to better serve their communities as well as their members by providing a much better member experience so they're able to grow their member base and using our platform or technology as a way to innovate quickly in addition to helping their business perform better so that they can add new services for members and new services for business and help their members and their businesses have a much better banking experience and serve their communities.
Yeah, no doubt. It's that immediate feedback mechanism that's just so valuable. All right, let's get the credit union perspective, Becky. So what benefits do you see from the credit union perspective?
So we all know that architecture they are very data savvy. They have a great team that understands how to model data, and they really do turn visions into reality. I do have to say, over the past 2 years of working with them, they have never once told me that something was impossible. even though they, you know, they might wanted to a couple of times, they have always came through. And I think when you take that technical expertise that architecture has and combine it with the fact, you know, Stacy and I, in our positions at the credit unions, you know, we're working with other executive leaders at a strategic level on issues and opportunities that we're facing. And you know, those opportunities can be applicable to most credit unions. You know, and when you do that and you combine that and we get that together, I think anything is possible.
Great point. Stacy, your perspective on benefits?
Yeah, so I think as far as, you know, just the QSO in general, I think everyone's kind of alluded to, I mean, just closely aligned with the credit union movement in the industry. And so we actually here have an internal policy to always explore those. So we're hoping that begins to kind of feed throughout the industry and, you know, that others will consider QSOs as well with any kind of new business opportunities.
Yeah, it's such a great model. I mean, we could talk all day about just how great the QSO model is. So I'm going to, another question for everybody here. And Stacy, I'm going to start with you on this one. So what goals do you have for this partnership? What do you hope to achieve, again, from the credit union perspective?
Yeah, so I think, you know, as far as our goals for the partnership, we really want to fully leverage the partnership, meaning that we want to be an equal partner. So we want to provide our time and talent, giving feedback, being a beta client, looking, you know, any way that we can kind of propel architecture for forward. But in addition to that, I think for us, you know, we kind of want to see their support and make sure that we can kind of strive towards our strategic initiatives.
Yeah. Becky, I'm assuming it's somewhere along the same lines, but what are some of your goals that you want to achieve?
So we just want to continue to build on what we've already established. And then also look at additional opportunities for more third-party integrations that we think could make the platform even more valuable to all credit unions. And, you know, it's my goal to create a trusted tool that really could be utilized at all levels of the organization, from manager all the way up to the board, that will provide information needed for data-driven decisions, and then hopefully get through the backlog of requests, because I will absolutely tell you, as the value of the system is recognized, the requests for more information just keep pouring in.
Yeah, I can imagine. Barry, some goals that you guys have from the architecture perspective. What do you guys have?
Yeah, well, Jamie made the point earlier that we were introduced to Ornel and TFCU through partners. And we see partners, QSOs, their fintechs, as a great way to grow what we can do in terms of value that we provide to credit unions and their members and their communities, in addition to growing our business. Certainly a lot of opportunity that we've already seen for joint product integration, go-to-market integration, and being able to work together with partners so that 1+1=3. Mm-hmm. We, together with partners, can better serve credit unions and members and their communities.
Yeah, it's a good thing for all around for sure. Jamie, what are some goals that you have in mind that you want to achieve here?
Yeah, I know, and Becky alluded to kind of the trusted platform, trusted tool, but you know, we're really here to be a trusted partner and a trusted kind of, you know, family, you know, essentially by pulling them into the fold. And I think it's, you know, oftentimes data is seen as this, you know, either scary or very complex or, you know, overburdening sort of kind of animal. When realistically, if you go to the DNA of Arculytics, there's a lot of stuff that was from a tactical kind of inception. Like, here's a problem that can solve something really small, but is very, really large in an organization. So it's not being scared of like talking about those and talking about the really analytical kind of solutions as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that aspect of things and working with the organizations and like, you know, Becky alluded to as well, like, you know, finding our way throughout the whole organization to really help every day on, you know, every single worker at the organization, every single member at the organization. So really excited for that and to continue that kind of ideation and brainstorming along the way.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. All right, last question here. And we're going to be talking about the future. If anybody can, I think every crystal ball out there is a little fuzzy right now, but I think you guys will do well. Becky, I'm going to start with you. So what does the future hold for your organization in regards to the QSO?
So we are currently investing in a new digital banking platform.
Oh.
So we're wanting to integrate that into our data warehouse this year. And so we're very excited to get access to new data points to integrate into the data warehouse. But what we're also wanting to do is take it to a new level and taking analysis that's been completed out of the data warehouse, bring it back into the digital platform so that we can, you know, make offers to members that are valuable to them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're also researching additional QSO ideas and maybe the ability to offer cryptocurrency offers.
Oh, now you're talking.
For our members. So we have a lot going on, and I think the partnership with architecture will be the key component to a lot of our research.
You're hitting on all the trend points, Becky, for sure. Oh my gosh. Stacy, what does the future hold for you?
So first steps, you know, for us, we actually are heading into strategic planning next week. And so we've got kind of developing our 3-year plan. We've got a lot of exciting initiatives that we're going to be discussing. We are going to be focusing obviously on our data roadmap. But really, we're kind of leaning towards CRM. So we're kind of starting to kind of put an emphasis on CRM.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. And Barry, I mean, what does the future hold from the architecture perspective?
I think joining with two strategic partners in a QSO is going to allow us to rapidly accelerate what we do to prioritize how we innovate the product, prioritize how we innovate the business, prioritize who are the partners that we can work with in order to do joint product integrations. And also, there's a lot of opportunities now that we're aggregating data across a lot of our customers for creating new and innovative data products to better serve the industry and show the impact that the industry is having on the lives of members in their communities.
Indeed. Jamie, I'll let you have the final word, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say that key piece that Barry kind of touched on, but you know, most importantly to me is going on an off-roading Jeep excursion with Stacy and a heli-skiing event with Becky. So we're going to get Becky up in the skis in the mountain. They promised me both that was part of this agreement. So really looking forward to that.
You need to read the fine print.
Yeah, exactly. Snuck that in there. No, I mean, it's, you know, I think this really shows the commitment that we all have together and as Barry alluded to, new products and services that we can kind of bring to market. But it really kind of allows us to step into the fray of like, it's a collaborative kind of environment, right? And this is just allowing us to do more and much faster. So new products and services that we're already excited about, that we've already kind of pulled both Becky and Stacy in the organization. So lots to come, but you know, I think, you know, the the sky's really the limit as far as where we can go with this. And, you know, having another vendor just speak to you about something is one thing, but having the customers and the folks from the credit union is far greater. So really excited for that opportunity to put both these women on the pedestal that they deserve to kind of share their data journey and their organization's journey along the way.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And one of my favorite parts of this story, though, is Jamie's like, you, at the very beginning, you didn't even know what a QSO was. You know, it's like, what is this? And now you're in, you know, up to your neck in this type of stuff, and it's great. So you guys are really committed here. So that's wonderful. And to have two great partners like these credit unions, I mean, yeah, you guys are, like you say, yeah, sky's the limit for sure here. And you can't beat the QSO model. It's such a cool model. So anyway, all righty. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work, but thank you so much for your time today, and congratulations on this big announcement. And we're going to be watching here for you guys to see what great things you guys are going to be doing, not only in 2022, but well beyond. So well done, and congrats again on the news.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.